Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Mem, Avodah Zarah 40. Back in the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah listed 10 things that a Jew is allowed to eat after they have got it from the idolater. Previously, our chapter has been discussing those things which are prohibited for a Jew to eat, which they get from an idolater. But on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah lists those things which are permitted, even though we might have thought that they are prohibited. In this context, the Mishnah says, Chagovim habayim min haslula asurim, that those grasshoppers that come from the basket that the shopkeepers are selling in the marketplace, those things are going to be prohibited. However, min hahaftek mutarin, but if they come from the places where the shopkeepers are storing them, meaning not the shopkeeper, the retail, but the wholesale people are storing these grasshoppers, and we know that certain grasshoppers are kosher, then those things are going to be permitted, that the ones that are being stored in large quantities, those grasshoppers are permitted. So the Gemara on our daf, on Mem Amud Beis, explains the distinction. Says our Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, there is a braisa which teaches, Hachagavin v'hakafrisin v'hakapalutos, that if we have grasshoppers and husks that cover caper berries and leeks, haba mina otzer umina heftek umina sfina, that if they come from a storage place like an otzer, a heftek, or from the ship itself, those things are going to be mutar, and those things are going to be permitted because we have no concerns about them. However, Hanim Karin Bikatluza with Nechen Vani, but if they are sold in the marketplace in front of the shopkeeper, then we are going to say they are Asur and they are prohibited. What is the distinction? Because in the marketplace, we say Mipnesha Mizalef Yayin Alayim, that in the marketplace, as a way of keeping them fresh, or as a way of having the customers think that they are fresher than they are, the shopkeepers would sprinkle wine upon them. And we know that the wine of the idolater is prohibited. And so therefore, we have to be concerned before buying grasshoppers in the marketplace itself. V'chein, says our braisa, yein tapuchim shal ovdei kochavim, so too apple cider, the fermented apples of the idolaters, that too is also going to be a problem if it, under certain circumstances, if it comes haba mina otzer mina heftek mina slua, if it comes from the storage areas where you're storing the apple cider, that is going to be permitted mutarin, because we don't have to be concerned about the wine having been added to it. However, hanimkar bikatloza aser mimneshim arvin bo yayin. However, if they would be sold in the marketplace, then we have to be concerned that the shopkeeper would add the wine to the apple cider in order to preserve it, or in order to make it seem like it's fresher than it is. In this context, the Gemara cites an incident with Rebbe. So the Gemara cites a braisa, and it tells us the story about Rebbe, that pam achas chosh Rebbe b'meyav. Rebbe one time had a stomach problem. He had an illness in his stomach. So Amar, kum yesh adam sheyodea yein tapuchim sheuvde kochavim asur mutter. Apparently, they felt that apple cider was good for this stomach condition. And he said, does anybody know the halacha? Are we allowed to drink the apple cider of the idolater? So Amar lefanav Rabbi Shmuel bar ben Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi answered Rebbe, and we see from here, even though Rebbe was such a great scholar, he himself maybe he was so concerned about the stomach condition that he forgot the law, or maybe he himself felt that he was too close to the matter, and so he didn't want to rule for himself. So he asked, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi spoke up, and he said, Pam achas chosh abba meav. He said, one time my father had this stomach pain, and they brought him the apple cider of idolaters that had been there for 70 years. That was basically 70 years aged apple cider. So vishasa v'nisrapa, and he drank it and he was healed. So Amar lo, so Rebbe said, kol kachaya biyadcha v'atametzareni, how come you weren't telling me about this tremendous cure of 70-year-old apple cider? Batku umatzu ove kochavim echad. So then they went out and they found for Rebbe one idolater, indeed, that he had shahayu lo shalosh be'oskar be'yayin shal tapuchim shal shemim shana. He had 300 barrels of 70-year-old aged apple cider. Vishatav in Israpa, and Rebbe drank it and he was cured. And when Rebbe was cured, he said, Baruch HaMakom Shemasar Olam HaLashomrim. Blessed is Hashem. Hashem is a Makom. Hashem means the place. But blessed is the Hashem who handed over his world to Shomrim, to guardians, to protectors. And so that is basically brings us to the end of the chapter Ein Mamidin, almost to the very end of it. Why is Rebbe saying this blessing? So the Marsha says that Rebbe is blessing Hashem because Rebbe felt that this idolater had preserved this apple cider for 70 years just in order to protect him. That is one theory. Another theory that the Marsha suggests is that since in the Garden of Eden, Adam was called the Avdalah Shamra, to guard and to protect it. So therefore, then when he came out of the Garden of Eden, they were allowed to eat this fruit. So Rebbe is blessing the fact that God allowed us to eat this fruit. So we were originally the guardians, and then when we went out of the world, we were out of the Garden of Eden, we were allowed to eat the fruit. That's the second theory of the Marsha behind the blessing of Rebbe. But it's significant to me that this chapter, which talks about so many things which are prohibited from the idolaters, ends with a blessing from Rebbe for the idolaters, of Rebbe recognizing that the idolater was serving such an important purpose in the world of guarding the fruit and preserving and serving Hashem's well and ways in this world.